Hi.
Hello?
Rose?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Oh, fine.
Is your cold better?
Oh, yes. It really, that's one thing that did happen is it broke it. Just a second. Incidentally, I talked to Pat, and she's going to go up to the McCormick funeral in the morning.
Oh, isn't that nice?
So that's very nice, and I told him to get the damn thing out so that people will know she's coming. I told Coffey, I don't know whether he can get it, but I think it's important they know up there she's coming, you know?
Oh, well, he'll get it out. He's very good.
No, I know he is, but I just want him to know that I don't want it done low-key.
Yeah.
Not in this instance. Very nice thing for her to do, you know. She's going to leave with the Albert at 9 o'clock in the morning from the south.
Sure it is.
Right. Good.
Oh, well, I think that's very good.
Right. Let me ask you this. About the, what kind of stuff do you have in mind to bring in the morning?
Well, I'm allowed to go now that the Haldeman called somebody and said to have it be longer. Ray was going to send me over some selected things they were going to pick out that would be of interest.
Well, you just use your judgment. We'll just chit-chat because they only use a minute anyway.
That's
so,
right.
And we'll find something interesting to talk
that
about. But if you think of something that somebody to call, some old friend or somebody who's sick, or that's the kind of thing, something that's more, I don't want it so programmatic. I want, we've got a lot of programming. So
I know.
Do you think of something that's warm and interesting? I mean, like that picture, that's a very good idea. Now, on the dinner tomorrow night, did we finally get Chancellor in or not? How'd it work out?
They said that you said to get him in, so...
Well, as I understood, David's opposite number didn't come, so you
had
left.
That's right, so I had not told David himself. He was not...
Well, now, wait a minute. If his opposite number didn't come, that leaves one vacancy. Is that right or not?
Well, we'll have to tell him tomorrow that it does. But we still have one seat if the Vice President is. We don't know. He doesn't get back till tomorrow. And we can always work it out.
Well, I don't know whether you have the room or not. That's the problem.
We can work out telling somebody that they can't come.
I have, having invited David, I mean, he's an awful nice guy. I mean, I don't like to disinvite anybody if there's room for him. But
we just have to wait till I can get back tomorrow.
There's one other problem we have on it is Schultz, because he was supposed to be included and for some reason was not.
Oh, no one mentioned him.
Well, I know. I'm sure that they didn't. But we could. Who could we take off? Well, we could probably take somebody off on that to get him in. The only problem is that it's because the international monetary thing that's being discussed. You have to have Schultz, Connolly. Yeah, that's why they're coming.
No.
I think we could take Flanagan off, probably.
He's the one who suggested, you know, that he's been dealing with Richard.
Did he talk to you?
But he wouldn't.
He doesn't care, no.
No, it just makes it easier for them to work on that association.
Well, that's Schultz's point. I'll tell you, all these guys, you know,
I know,
to do.
They're all...
have to be there in order. Well, I mean, it's true to an extent.
Yeah. Well, I think the one we can take off is gonna, if Agnew comes, is gonna, well, we've got two people to get on there. So, well, we can.
Tell me the table. Is the table?
Well, you said you wanted that rectangular one, and it will hold 36.
36. Right. Well, we wanted to use that, and if you change the whole thing, then you got to change the whole character. 36 is the correct number. So, what do you think you could do?
I'll find out if there's any way possible that without it being too crowded, they have 37.
No, limit it to 36. Drop Flanagan or David, one of the two. Schultz, I think, has to come, though, because of the inner problem.
Yeah, I can see that.
You see, he ranks Flanagan. You see, that's the problem. He and Peterson and the others have been with me. Peterson, of course, is in this particular field, but so is Flanagan, for that matter.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because Flanagan's on this field.
Yeah.
So. But we'll.
Well, I'll tell you, Flanagan would more understand being left off than Peterson, so you couldn't leave him off. So I think you got to get Schultz on one way or another. And
yeah,
David,
we'll
and David, David, I think you can leave off.
Yeah, we've got a good.
There's no problem. You can simply say your opposite number isn't coming, and George Schultz's is. And
yeah.
Consequently, we respectfully like for you not to come. Okay. Wouldn't that be all right?
I think so.
I just put a cold turkey to him.
I think someone who knows him is going to have to talk to him. I've never even met him.
Call somebody. Then call.
I'll have somebody.
Have Haldeman call.
Yeah.
You can call him. Say, because your opposite number isn't here, we've got to do that. And you've got to put Schultz in, and you understand. Okay?
Sure.
All right, fine.
Okay, now
we only have one more left, thank God. Just Medici, and that's the last.
Yeah.
Is that one filled up now, I hope?
Oh, yes.
Everybody's coming. We did have?
Yeah, we added some.
So we took care of a lot of our...
I hope so. That's the ones that we keep trying to get in. You know, some of them, two or three or four times, they're always doing something else.
Well, look, we've done awfully well, though. You've invited them. I know several of these people they raise questions about. But I find, every time I check, you've invited them three or four times.
Right.
Question of our fault. Question of they're not being available.
That's the same as
being there. Yeah. We have really gone around the track so often. I know some of those people. Well, is that the one where we're going to have Glenn Stone for the violinist, piano player?
Well, it's a little piano.
I heard about that. Oh, well. Got to pay something for a fellow that's been so useful to us.
Well,
so loyal.
There's no way you couldn't.
My goodness, that's right. It's 10 times some of the others in the community. I gave Bob Appelnoff a ride back up on the plane today.
Oh, good.
He was having a big meeting here of his aerosol valve people. So
how is he?
He's fine. He's always never asked for a damn thing. He wasn't going to come. He's going to come up on a commercial plane, and I insisted on. I found he wasn't in Florida, you know, but he flew over in his plane to grab person. I said, "No, sir, you ride with us." So it was nice to give him a chance.
Oh, that was great.
Okay, well then we're all set for tomorrow.
That's right.
All right, bye.
All right.